Well, I'll read a few maybe, such as this one, "Peace be with you forever." Allah Most High will proclaim to the people of Paradise as they enter Paradise, "My peace is upon you, O beloved servants. Welcome to my divine ease. May you be filled with my divine life. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you forever." This khabar was reported by the sage An-Nakash, along with its lineage, to the Prophet, upon him be peace. So, can we imagine God greeting us, welcoming us, and giving us the salam, and saying salam alaikum, and may we be filled with divine life, and welcomed into divine ease. I mean, that is something so extraordinary. And if we contemplate it, we can actually feel it and realize that Allah is always there to welcome us. This is always available to us. It's not that we have to wait until the future, entering, you know, the gates of Paradise, although inshallah that will happen in its own time. Just as our birth has happened and our growth and maturing has come about and our passage from this life will come about. Everything is flowing. We're in that river of divine destiny. But the divine destiny is all good. But we can experience this now. So inshallah, the zikr is that. The zikr is the divine peace, that deep peace. Even though we move and we become fervent and crying out, but inwardly, in the heart, it's that deep peace. So, I'll read one more. "I have created you for my delight. Allah, may he be exalted and glorified, proclaims, O children of Adam, I have created you for my delight." And how beautiful that we're addressed as children of Adam, so that immediately puts us into the one family. We are not Muslims or Christians or Jews or Buddhists or Hindus. We're the children of Adam, children really of Adam and Eve. Here Adam is the primordial Adam who contained Eve, so was really both. So I will say, O children of the primordial human reality, I have created you for my delight, and I have brought forth the creation for your pleasure. Just that, with that, like a Rumi would be completely intoxicated. So somewhere in our being is that Rumi, is that, you know, divine bliss, which comes from the good news of Allah. We are created not to follow some strange ways or have strange experiences or to be lost or to be punished or, you know, all the things that are sort of imprinted in our earthly mind, but we are created for Allah's delight. So inshallah, may we know that fully. But therefore that carries a high responsibility. "And I have brought forth a creation for your pleasure. Therefore do not corrupt what I have created for myself with what I have created for you." Wow. "Therefore do not corrupt what I have created for myself with what I have created for you." How magnificent. The whole religion is right there. The whole path is right there. So we don't even own ourselves. We don't belong to ourselves, you know. I mean, this notion that comes from a kind of modern education that, you know, we are free and we can do what we want. We can say what we want. We have freedom of speech, freedom of action. Yes, on some level, that's true. But what it forgets to say is that with freedom comes responsibility. Freedom is not just by itself. It comes with a very high level of consciousness. So our greatest freedom is our complete lack of freedom. That's our greatest freedom. Our greatest freedom is that we belong to Allah. And that opens all the frontier, all the borders. Our least freedom is when we belong to ourselves. So we don't really belong to ourselves at all. In one of the Ilahis, I can find it if I look for it, Sheikh Noor had the word free. And he changed it to, finally, after some time, maybe a year or something, of singing it, he changed it to submission. Because he realized, of course, submission is higher than freedom. And as we say, submission is the complete freedom, is the complete release from our limited self into the absolute self, into ultimate being, into the bliss of pure being. So what could be more free? You know, Allah gives all possibilities. All power is with Allah. All possibility is with Allah. All good is with Allah. So wouldn't we rather belong to that than to our own kind of tyranny? So we must be careful, as Allah says, not to corrupt that high being with what Allah has created for our delight. It's very interesting that we are given delight. Allah gives us everything that Allah has, in a way. Allah shared everything. You know, even the joy of having something that you take delight in. But if we stay free from being entrapped by it, if we always remember that it is all for Allah's delight. So even our delight is for Allah's delight, really. It is Allah who is delighting in what we love. Allah loves what we love. First level of love is to love someone. Second level of love, you love what they love. Third level of love, you dislike what they dislike. So we, you know, we need to learn what Allah loves and what Allah does not love, and to stay free of what Allah does not love, and not to let that corrupt our pure soul, which is pure Allah, pure expansion. Alhamdulillah.